Oh, hey everybody. I'm just playing around with this new internet site I discovered. It's called a Twitter. It's sort of like a MySpace. And you can stay up to date on all things fanfic if you follow us at www.twitter.com/fanfictheater. Fanfic Theater. Every episode of Fanfic Theater is dear to me, but tonight's episode has a special place in my heart. You see, as a child, my most treasured item was a plush toy of Alvin, of And the Chipmunks fame. He had a pull string which, once pulled, would cause Alvin to say things like, "You're my best friend," or "It's a wonderful day," or "Alvin loves you." And you know what? I believed him. Well, as with most toys, Alvin and I drifted apart throughout the years. We still see each other from time to time, whenever I go digging through the closet looking for something else. And even though we're older, we still have one thing in common. We're both all about getting laid. Which brings us to tonight's story. Chipmunk Lover 17's Back Home. Alvin, Simon, Theodore, Brittany, Jeanette, and Eleanor had just arrived back home after a 6-month tour of Asia and Australia. They made their way to where Dave and Miss Miller were waiting for them.
Hiya, guys. How was the tour?
It was great, Dave. They totally loved us.
Good. Glad to hear it, Alvin. How did the new songs go down, Simon?
They went down really well.
As they made their way back to Dave and Miss Miller's cars, Alvin and Brittany hung behind everybody else, lost in their own worlds.
Hey, Alvin, what's up? Oh, nothing.
Alvin continued to stare longingly at the chipmunk walking out in front of him.
Anyway, Brittany, what's up with you? You look miserable.
Brittany came up with a lie as she continued to stare at the chipmunk walking in front of her.
Oh, you know, just tired.
A week later, Alvin, Simon, Theodore, Brittany, Jeanette, and Eleanor had all returned to school after taking the last week off to recover from the trip back, and Dave also wanted them to finish off a covers album they had been working on. They were sitting around the lunch table when Alvin spoke.
So, what are we all getting up to after school?
Theodore answered.
Well, me and Eleanor have got a night out planned. What about you, Simon?
I'll just be at home working through some projects I have set up at the moment. What about you, Jeanette?
I have no idea what I'll be doing.
Jeannie, if you find out you're not busy, do you want to come up to the mall with me?
What's up then, Brittany? One of your friends bail on you?
No, I just wanted a bit of us time. We haven't hung out together in ages.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Simon, seeing as I got nothing to do all day, would it be cool if I stayed in and helped you with your projects?
Sure, Alvin. As long as you don't ruin anything, I don't see why not.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Later on that night, while Theodore had taken Eleanor out and Dave had gone out on a date with Claire, Alvin was sat on his bed in tears after another massive internal struggle. He whispered to himself.
Come on, Alvin. You have to tell him. Come in.
Hey, Alvin. What's up?
Simon sat down next to his older brother and put an arm around his shoulder.
Simon, I need to tell you something, but I'm afraid you'll hate me if I do.
Alvin rested his head on Simon's shoulder.
Alvin, I could never hate you. You're my brother. I love you.
Alvin looked up into his brother's deep blue eyes.
I love you too.
With that, Alvin leaned in and kissed Simon, who instinctively responded before pulling away.
Alvin, what are you doing?
I'm sorry I love you. I thought at first it was a phase and that it would pass, but as the years went by, the feelings got stronger and stronger. See? I told you that you would hate me.
Alvin, I never said I hated you. In fact...
Simon trailed off as he leaned in to kiss his older brother, who let out a small moan as Simon slipped his tongue into Alvin's mouth before pulling away again.
Does this mean what I think it does?
Simon smirked as he leaned in to kiss Alvin again. And as he did, Alvin slipped his hand down into Simon's trousers and he began to give a hand job to his younger brother until...
Oh. Alvin!
Simon came into Alvin's hand. Simon then gave Alvin one last kiss and knelt in between Alvin's legs, took out his cock and began to suck it, and it wasn't long before Alvin shot his load all over the roof of Simon's mouth. Simon then moved back up to kiss Alvin to allow the both of them to taste Alvin's sweet cum.
Delicious.
Yes, delicious.
Over at the Miller household, Brittany and Jeanette had the house to themselves as Miss Miller was out at bingo and Eleanor was still out on her date with Theodore.
Hey, Britt, what do you think of this?
Jeanette stepped out to face Brittany in some new cloths she had bought while they was at the mall. Brittany gasped at the sight of Jeanette in a new thigh-length dress.
Oh my god, Jeanette, you look amazing.
You think so?
I know so.
Jeanette turned to look in the full-length mirror on the back of their bedroom door. Brittany moved to hug Jeanette from behind as they both looked in the mirror.
Thanks, Britt.
Jeanette, there's something we need to talk about.
What's that?
Well, do you remember when we was younger and you had that crush on me?
Yeah, I remember.
I was just wondering what you would say if...
Brittany let her voice die out.
What I would say if...
If I said this.
Brittany moved in and kissed her sister.
Well, I would ask what you think you are doing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeanette, but I love you more than a sister. I want us to be together. I think you are the cutest person in the world, and I'm just head over heels in love with you.
But we're sisters. It's wrong.
I know, but I just know that I will never be happy unless it is with you.
Jeanette just looked down at her lightly sobbing sister before sitting down next to her and lifted her chin up and kissed her in the same way that Brittany kissed her earlier.
Well, if our secrets are coming out tonight, I never lost that crush on you. And I don't care that you are my sister. I love you and I want us to be together.
You mean it?
What do you think?
They then began to make out again as Jeanette started to fondle Brittany's breasts while Brittany slid her hand down into Jeanette's panties and began to finger her.
Oh my god, you're getting me so wet.
After getting Jeanette wet enough, Brittany took her fingers out of Jeanette's moist pussy and began to give her a blowjob while she used a vibrator to play with herself. After they had finished and cleaned each other off, they heard Miss Miller come home.
Girls, I'm home!
Hiya, Miss Miller. How did you get on at bingo?
Soon after, Eleanor was dropped home by Theodore, and after saying hello to Miss Miller, she made her way upstairs to her shared bedroom.
Hey, Eleanor. How was your date?
Oh, you know, it was fun. How was your evening? Did you get up to anything much?
Oh, not a lot. Just a quiet night in.
Brittany winked at Jeanette.
Well, that's cool. God damn, it smells like pussy in here.
Back at the Seville household, Theodore had just arrived back home to find his brother still wide awake watching a movie.
Hey, Theodore. How was your night with Ellie?
It was nice. So, what did you two get up to with the whole house to yourself?
Oh, nothing special.
Simon gave Alvin a knowing look.
Now then, wasn't that so much better than all we got out on tour?
Simon smirked.
Yep, I'm definitely glad to be back home.